April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey! Hello! It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Day 10!
Day 10.
As we cruise along on our Super Bowl run. First and foremost, been having just the best time doing these.
It's been a good way to start.
Thank you to everyone who joins us on the video in the morning. Thank you to everyone who's listened. Thank you to all the reaction we've gotten to all the dumb stuff we've talked about.
I know you don't check the pod reviews like I do incessantly, but we've probably gotten, like, I would say 10 five-star reviews.
Get out of here.
Really
Thank
nice
you.
Ones.
That
yeah.
means so much to us, especially to Elliot.
It's the best way to start my day.
It's day-making when you see it every time.
Yeah. You know? Each one is very fun to read. Each one is very nice. So it's been a real pleasure reading those every day, for sure.
Yeah, this has been a really cool experience for
us.
I'm
not saying keep them coming, but, you know.
Keep them coming. We're saying, you know, why not keep them coming?
So I do have one more thing I want to plug before we start.
Okay, good. Real quick, though, just to finish.
We have to plug the...
Yeah, well, for the video, we were talking coming into the video about good signs. So we'll get to that in a sec. You plug.
Okay, two things to plug.
Well, tonight, is that one of them?
Well, that's one
of them. Okay, good. So
tonight.
Yes!
If you're listening to this on a Friday morning or Friday afternoon...
Sorry. I'm trying so hard, guys.
Someone commented that he loves how hard you're trying not to hit the table.
I'm really trying.
You are.
I'm noticing when it happens, and that's always the first step for me.
It's just who you are. It's okay.
It's like the, you know, I have to notice it. Like, I do it without noticing, and then when I notice, I work on it.
Yeah, 100%.
I try and improve myself.
What this is about. Yeah. Really, that's what the pod's about.
We're a bottom line pod, but we're also get better pod.
Exactly.
A be better pod.
It's about getting better, whether it's us, the Eagles, whatever it is.
Admitting bad takes, all that stuff. We're always trying to be better.
All right, so tonight, Mick Sorley's in Ardmore. Like, I don't even know what to say to you guys at this point. It's like when we say download the Parks app, and if you haven't done it yet, what are you doing? We're going to be at Mick Sorley's in Ardmore. We're giving away tickets to the NFC Championship game on Sunday. Brent Celek's going to be there. I think that there's going to be other things, too. Like, isn't the a Super Bowl ring going to be there?
Oh, the Super Bowl ring will be there.
The Super Bowl ring is going to be there.
Imagine you could take a picture with the ring on your finger.
And think about it. This will be the last time you'll get a chance with the only Eagle Super Bowl ring.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
That's really good work by you.
Thank you, yeah. So come to Mick
Sorley's. Miller Lite specials.
Yeah,
there's
Miller Lite specials.
All kinds of awesome deals. And again, real quick, let me just hit something for you.
Do it.
Tickets to the NFC Championship game.
And suite tickets.
Yeah, like club box, like club seat tickets.
And not suite, like, they are suite, but they're literally in a suite.
Yeah.
So... And, you know,
it's called the best seat in the house is the name of the. We are going to be there with the Miller Lite best seat in the house. That is the name of the freaking thing.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be fun. 8 to 10.
Yes.
Mick Sorley's.
Yes.
Ale House in Ardmore. If you, for some reason, are not writing this down, we will tweet out the details.
Oh, yeah. We'll be tweeting out the details. And again, like, you know, we're at Parks every Saturday, but and we love when people come see us.
But we're on the radio.
We're doing a radio show. Yep. That was exactly what I'm saying. We're doing a radio show. And we say hi to people during the breaks, and we'll talk right. to people before and after and all that, and it's awesome.
But we're actually just going to be hanging out.
We're there to hang out.
Yeah,
like,
we
are there for 2 hours just to talk to
well,
you.
And
that's it.
That's the other thing. We want to hang out with people that listen to the pod.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to get there. And look, everyone that comes up to us is nice. Everyone, you know, I want to hang out with pod people.
Me too.
You know.
Pod people.
Pod
I like
people.
It. Yeah. Me too, man. I do too. I do too. Look, I'll be happy to talk to anyone who wants to come up and talk birds with me. But
yeah.
If you come up and say you're a real one, if you come up and say an auto downloader, I'm going to talk to you more. Like, sorry to the other people there. Like, you will get more of my attention.
And I'll
just say,
I'll say this. If you come to the event tonight, I will talk about whatever you want. The amount of people that have DM'd me about the movie take, I'm a little over discussing the movie thing.
Okay,
but
it makes me feel good because that was one that I was really upset with.
But the issue is I'm convincing everybody. So like,
oh, okay,
but,
yes, yes.
But I will talk about it tonight. Nothing I'd prefer not to. It's been a week.
Do we have any of those old, like, if you talk to Elliot in person, he'll tell you a take things? Because we should bust those out.
Oh yeah,
too.
You know what? Actually, and I'll tell you off there what the take is. I will tell you the one take I've always been too afraid to tweet.
Look at that. So if you show up tonight, this. I love you. This is great.
The one take I've always been too afraid
to tweet. The one take that Elliot's always been too afraid to tweet. You come up and ask for that, you're going to get that, and we're going to hang out with you and talk to you because we love you.
So the other thing really quick, I'm literally 100 books away from reaching my goal of 1,000 books.
Oh, let's make this happen.
Yeah. So
100 books.
So each book is $5. Like I said, I've said it on the pods before, I'm working with Read by Fourth, a charity, or a foundation, I should say, that works with Philadelphia students to get them up to reading level by fourth grade. It's super important. I was trying to get to 1,000 books on the year. Thankfully, the Eagles keep winning, so I've had extra games to do it.
Yeah, the Eagles want this to happen.
They do.
I think that's really the only takeaway.
The shining light is making people come to
McSorley's. Yeah, we'll get to that.
So the link is on my Twitter. I'll retweet it from the Go Birds, but literally 100 bucks. So if I can get 100 people to give me $5 or for a book, I'll hit my goal.
$5. It's
$5.
Books. It's for a great cause.
Yeah.
It's for charity.
Let's
Please
do it.
Please help
Come
out
on,
with
pod
this.
Pod people.
We could do this, pod people.
Yeah.
All right. Signs. So we started the pod for those not watching the video. And hey, if you're listening to these every day and not watching the video, I know it's early in the morning, but.
But they're on YouTube.
They're on YouTube. So you can go back. We've retweeted the tweet. Like, check it out because
Put
it
them
is
on your
fun.
Computer.
So, and in this specific case, you will not know what we're talking about unless you turn on the video. We have beams of light.
There's a singular.
Down.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, you can see it.
But there's a much like thicker one kind of like.
Yeah, there's a thick one on you. I got one on me. There's a couple like purple and gold going behind it. And we've been in the same studio almost every day for this. I think like 8 of the 10 days we've been in this studio or something. Maybe 9 of the 10 days.
I think we maybe did the first day over there.
Yeah, I think maybe 9 of the 10 days or something like that. And this has never happened before.
Yeah, this is the first time these beams of light have come down.
Are shining down on us.
Yeah.
So we're just saying, plus I mentioned to Elliot.
We're just saying open the Bet Parks app and bet the money line.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said to Elliot before too, did you hear about the Green Comet? And he's not heard about the
Green
Comet.
I've not heard about the Green Comet.
So apparently, I believe it's this weekend, a comet that is not past Earth, a green comet.
This sounds a little.
That is not past Earth in 50,000 years.
Okay.
We'll be
I'm
passing
looking,
for the
I'm
first time
up.
In 50,000 years.
Right.
What a sign. You need
green.
Signs.
Oh, wow. The green comet.
I know. It's a real
it's
thing.
True.
I thought I was making it up.
I think it made up, but it's not like something like someone on Facebook posted
just
in
tell
an
you,
Eagles group
you
chat.
You know what's funny is that I did the exact same thing you did when a caller brought it up on the radio. We had Anthony in South Philly. Shout out to my guy. Called up and talked about the green comet. What a good sign it was.
I got to tweet
like,
this out.
I was like, this is wild
that
stuff.
That is pretty wild.
And
when
I
supposed
it,
to
I'm
pass?
Like, oh my God, this is real. I think it's I'm not 100% sure. I didn't dive too deep in the moment. But yeah, the signs are everywhere, man. Follow the signs.
We're now an X-Files pod.
Whoa. Okay. It's really funny that you said that because, you know, Emily and I are doing like our rewatches of shows and we, you know, we did like Always Sunny I've talked about and South Park and all these shows we've seen before. Guess what show we're rewatching right now?
X-Files.
Yes. We're like 20 episodes in the X-Files. I watched 2 episodes last night. That's weird.
A lot of signs is happening right now.
Yes. And funny enough, because I was going to, like, this is one of my long takes that I was saving for next week, but the X-Files, I'll just throw it in. The X-Files is a horror show. Like, if you go back and watch The X-Files, it's a horror movie as a TV show. I remembered it being, like, and it's like, you know, I'm not,
right.
I watch horror movies. I'm not like that.
You do.
But it is like a horror movie, man. Like, The X-Files was wild on national television, on Fox. It's a horror movie. Yeah. It's nuts, dude.
I do not think I'll be going back and watching it, but I'll take your word for it.
It's great.
This, before we get into the game,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
This the article that's talking about this green comet says, it may never come back. I feel like that's almost another thing, right? This is the shot to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, let's not take it too far. We have Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah. How to see once in a lifetime comet. Well, apparently, like, the whole world's gonna be able to see it.
It's a big deal.
Seems like it.
Yeah, and it's green.
I wonder what makes it green.
The Eagles. I think the only takeaway is it's an Eagles fan. It's wearing
question.
Its Eagles jersey across the universe.
Had they lost to the Giants, would it be a blue comet? Like, has it just been waiting to see what team won the divisional round? At least it's not red. Or gold. And you figure most stars are gold.
Gold and red. Yeah. So we got the stars on our side.
That's a good point.
All right, let's get into the game. Look, we will be on the air tomorrow, 1 to 3. Parks, check us out. And look, 8 to 10 tonight, McSorley's, if you want to talk game with us.
Okay, we'll talk game.
We'll talk game.
We'll talk game.
We'll give you all our thoughts.
So
much game.
Yeah.
Too much game. Football guys, talking game.
Yes.
And obviously tomorrow we'll preview the game, but this is the last pod we will do prior to the game. This is our official
day 10
prediction.
Yes.
Day 10. I like the synchronicity with that. It's time to talk about the game.
You want me to start?
Of course. We've felt confident all week. We've, I think we both, it's pretty clear if you've been tuning in all week where we stand in a macro sense, but let's dive into this game. Let's dive into because it is the game we've been waiting for all season long.
Yeah,
basically, since like halfway through the season, we're like, Eagles, Niners.
Yeah.
Like, those are the teams. And we've just basically plotted our way to this point. There's been ups and downs and all, but we are at the point we expected to be at. Eagles, Niners for the NFC.
So after much consideration, here's where I think I fall down on it. I agree with everybody that the Niners are the best team Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts will face since they've like taken over, right? If you look at last year's opponents, I think the Niners are better than all those teams. I think they're better than any team they face this year. They're obviously way better than the Giants.
I think the only two teams you can argue are the Bucs last year in the playoffs, and I think the Niners are better.
The Niners are better.
And the Chiefs last year in the regular season.
That's a good one.
And I think it's probably pretty close. But
right,
I think this Niners team might be better.
The defense
is
better.
It's close.
Yeah. But I also think that what I hear some people falling into a trap of is, just because they're the best team that the Eagles have faced does not mean they're the better team. The Niners are a really, really good team. The Eagles are a better team. Like, if you remove the name Eagles and 49ers and just broke down like a football game between two teams, you didn't know who they were, you removed like where it's being played, playoff experience, whatever, right? Let's like just look at the facts here. The Eagles have a better offensive line. They have a better defensive line. They have a better quarterback. They have better receivers, a better cornerback, like the corners. Yeah, that's what
better
I mean.
Secondary. Period.
Yes, yes. Like where the game is decided, right? Like what we know about football, what all year on the pod we've talked about, what since more than all year, the whole time we've been on the pod, what wins football games? It's the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback. And then, in my opinion, it's the passing game, right?
And coaching.
And the coaching. The Eagles have the advantage. We'll talk about coaching in a second.
Right. And all the
Eagles on the field have the advantage in all key areas of this game. Does that mean that the 49ers can't win? No. The Niners could win this game. But I will say, like, I think the closer we get to kickoff, the more I think about it, the more I'm like down at the NovaCare. I really think the Eagles are gonna win this game. And I actually think there's a non-0% chance, and I think it might be like a 40% chance. They just blow them out. I think they're better. I think they're better. And for as much as we can talk about how the Eagles are the 49ers are the best team the Eagles have faced, the Eagles are the best team the 49ers have faced.
Easily.
Right? I mean, so, and if you look at the good teams the Niners have faced, they've lost to the Chiefs. I know they were missing people, but they lost to the Chiefs, right? They barely beat the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken. This team lost to the Falcons.
They got squeaked by the Cowboys last week.
Squeaked by the Cowboys. They ran all, the Bears ran all over them.
Went to overtime in Vegas
against
Jared Stidham.
So for as much as we want to point to like little things with the Eagles, those things are there too with the Niners. So
it's such a great point.
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
I think that, and this is something we talk about throughout the year on this pod, is the myopic nature of being a fan of a particular team.
Right.
Is that, you know, obviously, like, we watch the Eagles every day. We follow them. We talk about everything happening down there. You're down there every day. Yeah. You're like, everything that's happening with this team on and off the field, like, we are aware of it. We are locked into it and all that. We are not following the Niners at all. We just watch their football games. Like, that's it.
Or
we
see the box scores.
Or see the box scores or read the stories about, you know, McCaffrey not practicing. McCaffrey's not practicing.
Again.
Debo, not practicing.
Elijah
you know,
Mitchell.
They're going to play, Elijah but, like, Mitchell they're not 100%. Also, this Eagles team is
they might have
22 starters. I'm just saying. But, you know, I think we get so myopic in worrying about the day-to-day of the Eagles that we don't think about the day-to-day of these other teams, that they have a lot of similar or, in some cases, worse issues. And in a lot of cases, worse issues. So I totally agree with that. And I, too, am super confident in this game. And normally it would make me nervous. But, you know, last week happened. We literally were like, they're not losing. And they didn't. And that's a much, you know,
I'm not
easier.
There, yeah.
I'm not as confident as I was last week. But I get this game to your point. And look, I'll even go. And I agree with you. I think your analysis is spot on. I do think they have a better O-line. I think they have a better D-line. I think they have a better secondary. Like, all around. You know, but let's just say, for the purposes of an argument, that roster-wise, let's put the quarterback to the side.
Right.
Roster-wise, they're the same. Let's just say, because they're close.
They're
right?
close, yeah.
It's similar. You can make an argument the Niners have better defense. You can make an argument the Eagles have better defense. You can make an argument the Niners have better skill players. You can make an argument the Eagles have better skill players, right? Like, you can go around. I think the lines are pretty locked in, as you said, which is super important. The Eagles are better.
And I actually, but, just before we get into this, I actually don't think you can make an argument the Niners have better skill players. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, if you throw McCaffrey in against Miles, I'm saying all around, Kittle's close. Like, they're all similar.
Yeah, I see, but I think the Eagles receivers are way better than
the
Niners receivers.
I think they probably are, too. Yeah. I think Ross Tucker said this on the show the other day, and I think he's right. If you rank the receivers, it goes A.J.
Devontae.
I think he goes Debo, Devontae, but I think Debo and Devontae at 2 and 3 are, like, interchangeable, like, close. You could argue Devontae's better. I think, you know, a lot of people would say Debo's better, but they're close. And then Ayuk, who's good, is, like, a clear 4.
Right.
So if nothing else, the Eagles have 1 and, like, the 2-3. So they're clearly better.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I could just be wrong about this. I am not afraid of Debo. Look, I think he's a gadget-type player. I just can't get down with a receiver as a number one receiver that doesn't line up on the outside and
wins consistently. I get it.
Like, they line him up in the backfield. Can you imagine if they lined A.J. Brown up in the backfield this year?
But he's a different player, and he makes plays. He was awesome in the Seattle game. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But regardless, let's just say for the... Just go with me. I appreciate the fire here. Yeah. I appreciate that you're like, no, the Eagles are freaking better.
Yeah,
Let's just say for the purpose of argument, let's just say on a basic level, they're similar... ish,
right?
As rosters, just on the field, and the coaching staff's pretty similar. I think we feel confident that both these coaching staffs are really good, and they're gonna battle each other and all that. What does this game come down to then? The Eagles have 2 massive advantages, gigantic. If you say everything else is equal, Hurts over Purdy is the single biggest position advantage in this game, like by miles, and it's at the most important position in the sport by miles.
Yeah,
no matter how unflappable Purdy's been, no matter how good, he's playing his first road playoff game. He only played 2 road games, and they won 21-13 against Seattle on Thursday night, and it was that Raiders game against Stidham where they almost lost the Oakland Raiders, and Stidham tore their defense up.
Not tough places to play.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are the only 2 road games Purdy's played in. Like, so many things along that line. The Purdy thing, by the way, shout out to Peter Schrager. I thought that, and we had a few people tweet at us. If you haven't seen it, you should check that video out. Like, fascinating about the DK McDonald and Scudder, the 2 coaches on the Eagles staff who were at Iowa State when Purdy was there. Like, if anyone's going to know this kid, know what he ticks, know he's flappable, all that stuff.
So were they there last year with Purdy?
So they were there from 2016 to 2021. So they were there with Purdy while he was
there. So they must have just been hired this year.
They must have just been hired this year.
They were literally with Purdy
last year.
7 months ago or whatever.
They've been with Purdy's whole career at Iowa State, all 4 years or whatever it was. So, like, that is a massive, or at least an advantage.
Yeah.
And the Hurts Purdy thing. So Hurts, clear. MVP Hurts Purdy. 1, and the Eagles are playing at home.
Yeah.
Like, they have 2. Normally, gigantic advantages. Normally, you would look at this game and say, quarterback's better, they're at home. Boom, they win. The roster's probably better, if not just as good. Like, I'm with you. Like, I think they're winning. I think I get why the line's 2.5. It should be like a 4 or 5 point line.
I don't disagree with that.
Like, if you're going to give them 2 to 2.5 for home, we know it's not 3 anymore. Let's say it's 2 even. You're only giving the Eagles a 0.5 for Hurts or Purdy? That's it?
Well, and so I agree with that 100%. Like, first of all, the Niners have to travel across country.
Oh, another great point.
Right.
And Richie pointed out something we don't think about with that is that when you have to travel across country, you lose a day.
Yeah.
You lose a day. So he's like, not only are the Niners a day behind,
then you lose a day.
Eagles played on Saturday, Niners played Sunday night.
Yeah.
and then you lose a day. You lose a full day to travel across the country. It's like people don't talk about that. Like that day matters, especially this week.
Well, the Eagles have two extra days to prepare.
Yep, exactly right.
So, and for what it's worth, the Eagles had a bye week where I would, if I would guess, they had some portion of the coaching staff doing quite a bit of homework on the 49ers.
No doubt. And right? Also their guys are fresher, healthier, whereas we've got Debo and McCaffrey and all these guys sitting out of practice. Yeah.
So all that is 100% true. I agree with you about the home field advantage and the quarterback thing. Let me also dive a little deeper into the line advantage because I think that's also huge, right? Like Brock Purdy first of all, I watched a clip yesterday of all his interceptable passes. The dude throws a lot of bad passes.
Dude, that first half of that Seattle, I know he settled in. That first half of Seattle game, there were at least four or five passes where I was like, that should have been picked.
The clip was about 2 minutes long. I don't think I've seen Jalen Hurts throw that number of bad passes. I mean, like, no offense to Jalen. It looked like last year's Jalen.
Sure.
And worse than last year's Jalen. But like that type of thing where there was so many throws, I was like, wow, what is that? Right? But the clip this year compared to Jalen this year, of all those throws, three bad throws I can think of Jalen made this year. The interception against the Giants in the last game of the season. The interception against the Jaguars that got returned. And I feel like
he had one bad one against the Bears.
Yeah,
I think that was the game where he had two, and one was not that bad, but one was pretty bad, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and then I think he had one bad one against Arizona this year. But regardless, maybe I'm thinking of last year.
But really, that's Washington, four. But either four. Way, yeah. You only have five on the year, right?
Yeah, right?
I think he might have one pass that didn't get picked over the course of the year. I'm remembering, that could have been. Right. But regardless, the point is that we can sit there and pick out the throws.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know? He played 15 games, and we're struggling to think of the sixth bad throw, right?
I mean, that's
Brock
Purdy. Elliot, hold on real quick. Before you go on, that's astounding.
I know. That's right. So Brock Purdy in this 2 minute clip must have thrown, I don't know, 30 that were like in, you know, bad. And like last week against Dallas too. But so to the point I'm making is the Niners offensive line, they obviously have Trent Williams, who's a really good tackle.
Hall of Famer.
But Hassan Reddick, Hassan Reddick, I believe, will not be lining up across from Trent Williams.
Well, he moves around too, which is
great.
He
moves around, right? So you can move him across. The other tackle, Mike McGlinchey, is okay. He's not anything super special. They have a good center, and then
he's coming home, playing in front of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Maybe he'll throw the game. But
interior. I just meant there's a lot going on, but let's throw the game. Mike, give it to us, buddy.
The interior of their offensive line is good, not great. Their center's okay. So what I'm saying is the Eagles' defensive line has a massive advantage at getting after Brock Purdy. And if the Eagles can get a lead in this game and Brock Purdy has to drop back, they are going to make Brock Purdy's day a living hell because the offensive line cannot block this Eagles defensive line, right? So there's that. Now let's talk about the Eagles offensive line versus the Niners defensive line. The Eagles offensive line, like the Niners defensive line has Bosa. And I looked last year and Bosa did have two sacks against the Eagles. So he had success last year. But if you think about that game, the Eagles almost won it, right? It certainly was not a blowout.
17-11,
17-12, yeah, they had a touchdown
like
called back, right?
Yeah.
So
and
I
also,
guess,
this is like game two of the Sirianni era. Like
yeah, game two.
Nick
first
wasn't
game
even
at
running
home.
The football. We
yeah,
all those, like,
100%.
They had no idea what they were doing, really, all that.
So it's really just Bosa, and that's it. It's Bosa, and that's it. So if you're going to tell me Jeff Stoutland in this offensive line is going to get train wrecked by Bosa, I just don't buy it. I flat out don't buy it. I do not think that the Niners will be able to get pressure on Jalen. So I think the Eagles will get pressure on the quarterback, and I don't think that the Niners will get good enough pressure on Jalen. And that's huge because when you already have the advantage at quarterback, you then also have the advantage of the quarterback's ability to operate. So if you think Jalen is a 10 out of 10 and Purdy is, let's be like, you know, nice and call him a 6 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10, right? You then take into the fact that Jalen could be working with a clean pocket and he gets to stay at that, you know, 9 or 10 level. Purdy will not be working with a clean pocket. So that 6 goes down to like a, you know, a 4 or a 3, right? So I just really think that when it comes down to both the advantage at the quarterback and the quarterback's ability to operate, the Eagles have a huge advantage there. And I just, like, I agree with you, the home field advantage, the traveling, all those things really matter. The core of the game is, can the quarterback operate and can you stop the other quarterback from operating? And I think the Eagles have an equally big advantage there as they do in the other things
we've
talked about.
Yeah, and I think your Bosa point is really interesting, too, in that there are, with this specific Eagles offense, there are a lot of things you can do to take this guy out of the game.
Look what they did to Micah Parsons.
Exactly. You can run RPOs at this guy. You can do all the, like the more you've got Nick Bosa not just running straight ahead at the quarterback, the better.
Yeah.
And the Eagles offense can do so many things to make him think, to make him have to do something different, to be like, oh, crap, am I supposed to hit Hurts here? Am I supposed to hit the running back? Should I be pounding down?
Yeah.
Like, there's a run right at him. Like, there's so many things they could do to throw, especially, like you said, a lopsided line. Something where, to the Parsons point, where, and even then, they have Dexter Lawrence. Where you can
they have way better
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, all right, we are gearing our game plan around stopping this guy, and then everything else will work out. Look, they got great linebackers. That's the thing we haven't talked about. And that's the, if you're looking at why is the San Francisco, when we were like, oh, better D-line for the Eagles, better secondary. But
yeah, their linebackers are awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Fred Warner is arguably one of the three or four best football players in this game. Like, that dude is awesome.
He's unbelievable.
But again, like, when you're talking about where the game is won, where it matters most, it's in the trenches. And the Eagles, you're right, have such a massive advantage on depth, on talent, on the D-line. By the way, coming up in a little bit, we're going to make our picks for the game, the Parks Pick Spot, by the way. Download the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. I mean, Elliot mentioned it before. I mean,
I actually think, you know what we should do tonight?
Biggest weekend of the year,
so
you know?
Here's what we should do at McSorley's tonight. We're all going to take our Parks app out at the same time.
Oh,
and
I love
imagine
this.
Feeling left out of that. Like, imagine you come to McSorley's. You're like, I can't wait to listen to the pod. Like, I listen to,
meet the guys.
See all these people.
Yes.
And we're all like, hey, guys, let's all take our Parks app out.
and you're like,
oh, man, I didn't
download it really quickly?
Yeah, like, you're pretending.
Don't do that.
Download it now.
Yes. And even if you're not going tonight, download it now because this is such a fun weekend.
You can take the Parks
up.
Out tonight. Well, maybe we'll tweet it out when we're
we'll
doing
tweet it.
We'll
tweet
it out. And we can all do it at the same
gonna
time.
It's going to be awesome. But again, the app's just super fun. It's fun to bet on these games.
Yeah.
Like the Cincinnati Bengals game, or Cincinnati Chiefs game, we're going to be like having fun watching it. We're going to have more fun watching it because the Eagles are already going to be in the Super Bowl. And we're going to have money on the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's the beautiful thing.
And again, this is the time to bet the Eagles to win the Super Bowl because you're not going to get them at plus odds. I don't
absolutely
or not as long a plus
not
odds.
Not even close. And again, I really do think bet the Eagles money line, bet the 2.5, bet it all because I think the Eagles are going to win this football game.
Well, and so you would take the 2.5, right?
Yeah,
that's
why not?
I mean, over
odds.
The money line.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you
yeah.
know, some people just like to play it safe.
Right.
I get it. Either way, bet on the Eagles to win this game. We both feel super confident about it, and there's nothing better than doing it. The Bet Parks app. Again, you can also bet player performances. Obviously, that's so much fun. Bet on. You know, I don't know, a certain wide receiver who's been complaining this week to maybe get some yards and a touchdown.
First touchdown score.
I think that dude's going to get in the end zone today. So
the under on Brock Purdy passing
all
yards.
All these things. There's a lot of good bets that you can make on the Bet Parks app. Download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS, to get your $750 in site credit if you lose your bet. I mean, that is insane. It is the best deal out there. It is the best app out there. And you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I got two things.
So,
one, Fred Warner is awesome.
He's
an unbelievable linebacker. If I had to pick, and Bosa is their best defensive player, but I'm okay taking on a defense where their best player is a linebacker. You know, like ultimately, you can avoid a really good linebacker, right? So I'm okay with that. But the other thing is, Joe Giglio sent me this stat. Actually, I might read it on air.
Love it.
Because we've been talking a lot about how the Niners attack the middle of the field and how that could be a concern for
TJ and those
TJ
guys,
and safety, because that's probably the
Kaiser.
That's probably the weakest point of the Eagles' defense.
I don't think there's any probably, especially in the pass game. I think in the passing game, those guys can. I mean, particularly TJ has some liabilities there and all
so
that.
So I think there's this perception about the defense, and I frankly probably fed into it before seeing the stat. That what the issue would be is the Niners are going to get off the line clean, run over the middle, and get
like
a lot of
Debo,
yards.
McCaffrey,
a lot of
Kittle
yards after the
boom,
catch,
boom,
right?
Boom, boom,
turn
boom,
6 yards into 20. All right, Giglio texted me this. He thought the same thing I was, but this stat surprised him. No defense in the league has allowed fewer yards after the catch on in-breaking routes, so like slants over the middle, than Philadelphia.
Wow.
They're number one.
Wow.
Jonathan Gannon Jr. has allowed in-breaking routes to turn into explosive gains. So, like, someone catches it and they get over 16 yards is what it's defined as, just 13% of the time.
Wow. That is
stunning,
stunning.
So, but when you think about it, it kind of makes sense because although we see them catch it all the time doing that,
they never go long in the middle.
They never keep going,
right?
So maybe this idea that, you know, the linebackers are going to have trouble tackling or whatever. I mean, Marcus Epps is a good tackler.
CJ's a good tackler. Yeah, CJ's a good tackler.
Kaiser's okay. Yeah. Not, you know, he definitely is probably.
CJ isn't a great tackler, but he gets his body in there.
He tries, for sure.
That's my point. He's a willing tackler is what I should have
said. So if the Niners think that and I'm sure they're aware of this stat if Joe Giglio is, but if they, but if the Niners think that they're just going to, like, you know, go
slant him to death, so to speak.
And so basically, the Niners, I don't believe the receivers can win on the outside. I think the only big plays they'll get is from Kittle. Like, that would be the big play threat.
Well, hold up. They could have running play big plays,
yeah,
too.
Sorry, I'm talking about the passing game.
My bad. Okay.
But I don't think if the plan is to, like, get Debo and McCaffrey into space, the Eagles have not been that team that gives up big plays. Could it happen? Of course it could happen. Like, as much as I was, you know, saying I'm not a huge Debo fan, his one strength is when he does have the ball, he's hard to tackle. But
he's hard to tackle.
And, you know,
and he plays his ass off.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does a lot of, like, I'm hurt, and then I'm out there.
No,
and stuff.
But he
plays his ass off.
No, he does. I was just going to say, and I know you're not saying this, but all week up to the Giants game it was, well, the Giants play really hard. And Eagles came out and
announced this. I'm just talking about Debo.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, playing hard to me is not a reason to be afraid of Debo. Not that you are.
No, I'm talking, he's a fun football player to watch who does some cool
stuff. I'm out on Debo is what I'm trying to get at.
I'm not. I think Debo's a great football player.
I think he's fine. I think he's a fine player. I would take Devontae over him.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think I can yet, but I would definitely, like, if I was building a team for the future, I'd take Devontae. I think he's
here's another one. I would take Goddard over him.
It's such a different thing. I get you're just saying just as a weapon.
Yeah, like if you said to me, I'm starting an offense and I get to pick Debo or Goddard, I would take Goddard.
Goddard to block, like, I think Goddard might be is a more valuable at his
Goddard
position.
Goddard is a more valuable offensive player than Debo, in my opinion. You have to do so much to get Debo involved. Like AJ Brown, you just line him up and he gets involved. Goddard, you just line him up and he gets involved. With Debo, there has to be, like, meetings on how to get him
the
ball.
I see the Debo hate coming, but I love
I've never been a big Debo guy.
We used to argue DK versus Debo last year and all that, because I've been a Debo guy.
And I'm not. I would much rather take DK.
Go ahead.
So anyway, bet the Debo over.
Well, I have a question. I'm happy you brought those guys up, because I did want to ask you, as someone who covers the sport, someone who is,
Big J.
Big J.
Yeah.
Locked in on, like, you've seen this many times, especially in the playoffs. Like, I think we all know. I would be absolutely, like, there would be nothing that could happen Sunday morning more shocking than to find out McCaffrey or Debo is not playing. Like, they're going to play.
They're going to play.
On Sunday.
At least be active.
That's my point.
Least.
They will be out there. How do you read this? How do you read this situation of you know, the calf thing for McCaffrey? Debo's got an ankle or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And
Elijah
Mitchell. None of these guys have practiced this year. There are three guys who have had this week.
I do think Debo was limited yesterday.
Was he limited yesterday?
I could be wrong.
Okay, either way, I know McCaffrey.
He was not fooled. McCaffrey
has
did
been
not practice
out all week, and that's, you know, we're at Friday walkthrough now. So, like, and they're flying stuff. So, like, they went through their toughest days of practice. Those guys
did not practice.
They're not practicing this week is the point. And, like, they're not. I mean, both Mitchell and McCaffrey and Debo are not guys who have had sterling injury histories, as we know. But we know they're going to play. Like, how big a deal is this?
I think that the first macro thing is, obviously it matters. Obviously it's a big deal. I think a good way to look at this is, how would people feel if we were discussing this?
Yes,
and
with, like, AJ.
And Jalen was, so I think there would be legit concern,
Like,
people are concerned about AJ because he got up slow after.
You're right. It's a great point. But, and AJ's practicing all week. No problem.
And McCaffrey's a running back,
it's a really
and his
good
legs
point.
Are bothering him. So that's, I mean, he was getting treatment on the sideline.
And again, I do think you have to bring up the history. Like,
this
is
not
the first.
I mean, dude, he's comeback player of the year. Do you think they'll give him the award on the field if he plays on Sunday? They'll just come out and be like, I know you had 12 carries for 18 yards, but you muscled through and you got it.
I just want everyone to know, I wanted to slam the table there, but I clapped instead.
Good job by you.
That was a great line.
Thank
well,
you.
That was
appreciate
the line of
that.
The week right there.
Yeah, it was drop of the week.
Well done.
They'll give him comeback player of the year right there.
So what's the deal with this? Like, how do you read these injuries?
I also think, like, he's only got to be healthy for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So they could probably figure out a way to make that happen. But of course it's bad. Of course
it doesn't help them. Yeah. It's another check.
And again,
check
it's the worst possible
them.
Injury he could have.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, especially because he had calf injuries. Like, this is like a consistent thing. Hamstrings, calves, all this stuff with him.
But I also don't think that they're going to run the ball on the Eagles. I haven't seen a team run the ball on the Eagles successfully in months.
It's a really good point.
And the last team that did it was Washington.
Well, it's funny because I brought that up with the special teams too, where we, you know, like these issues. And again, this is one of those things we talked so much about Sirianni yesterday and why he deserved to be coached there or not, but we didn't. There's another thing that this staff is great at that we don't give enough credit for is when there's an issue, they fix it.
They just fix it super quick.
They just fix it.
Super
like the special teams we spent. Like, when we're 7-0, 6-0, whatever, and it's like 7-0, 8-0, and we're like, all right, But we're also like, all right, if they're going to lose a big game, it's because the special team's going to let them down. The coverage, this, that.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't mentioned them all week. It's like not an issue because they fixed it. They fixed that
And they
thing.
Fixed the running thing.
Yeah. So and that's my point. That's why I brought it
so
up.
So I would just be very surprised if a banged up Christian McCaffrey, and again, where the Eagles have
and
the advantage
banged up
in the
Elijah
trench,
Mitchell,
are able to come in and run the ball. Now, the Niners, I believe, are second in the league in time of possession. So they know how to finesse the clock to hold on to the ball.
And we saw it in it was like a boring game, 12-12, but that drive that made 19-12 that ultimately won them the game, like that was the type of drive
it's what
you
the
see
Eagles
Niners.
Do. Yeah, it's what the Eagles do. Now,
matriculate the ball down the field, as Hank Stram said.
I do think this, it comes down to, this is a basic thing where each week we could be like, hey, I really think they should score first. Like, no shit, they should score first. But
deep analysis.
But here I go again. Like,
score!
I do think it is important. So if you look at it, so this is a inside baseball type thing, and I nailed that.
You? But, hey, yo, that might be the best thing that's happened all week.
I know. The signs
wow,
are.
I'm so proud of you, dude.
Thank you. It was flawless, right? Just came right
you
off
nailed
the tongue.
It. Like, it wasn't even quite, and you weren't even unsure of it. You were like, yeah, I nailed that.
All
like,
right,
you
so it. I've tried to say this stat on the air like 3 times this year, and I've butchered it each time. So I'm going to go slowly with this. So when it comes to plays allowed over 40 yards, so big plays, the Eagles have allowed the 4th fewest in the league. Obviously, that's really good.
It's pretty decent.
The Niners are 17th, right?
Okay.
So they...
It's a big difference.
They're in the they're in the bottom half of the league in 40-plus plays allowed. So here's where I'm going with this. The Eagles like to strike early. If you think about this year, right? The big pass to AJ against the Steelers. Big
Devontae
pass.
Devontae last week.
Devontae against the Giants the first time. Devontae against Washington. A lot of Devontae. I think that you will see the Eagles take a shot early. And I think against this Niners defense, there's a chance they can do it. And if they can get a big play early, I don't want to say it's over, but if they can get like even just a 7-0 lead, or they can, get 2 plays over 30 yards in their first 2 drives, I think that'll be a really, really good sign. Because again, and even George Kittle said this himself yesterday at a press conference, once the Eagles get ahead, it's kind of over. They're able just to
play their defense.
Go right at the passer. Yeah. Their offense is good at controlling the ball. They're super smart with the ball.
The crowd gets into it.
The crowd gets into it.
All of it. There's so many different reasons that a hot start matters.
Because
if it's 7-0 the other way, you can't play that defense. The crowd is getting a little anxious. All that stuff.
I mean, you think against Minnesota, they ended up killing that game. They did fall behind 7-0. Yeah. And if not for that pick six, which isn't, a super dependable play going to happen type thing.
Well, they
Who
were
knows?
Driving, Case.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, that people don't remember about that game. I love to rewatch Super Bowl. I threw that in the mix.
Nice.
So I've rewatched that a few times.
Exciting.
They're driving again at 7-7. They're driving.
Yeah.
And Derek Barnett has the big sack fumble. Yep. It's like the first time Derek Barnett, other than picking up a ball that's on the ground, first time I was like, whoa.
That's why I
look
thought.
At Derek Barnett.
Now, the opponent
and
matters.
That was a big play, and then they score 14-7, and then it's done.
It's done. But that's why I thought that even though the scores were the same, they demolished the Giants' way. Like, the Giants game was over.
Yeah, I agree with you. They beat the Giants even worse.
You see 38-7, but at halftime it was
58-7.
Well, no, I'm saying against the Vikings too, though. Like it was closer for way more of that game.
I know.
Game.
I'm saying the Giants could have been 58-7 if they had tried to make it 58-7. The Vikings game was 38-7 because it was 38.
It was 38-7. Yeah. So I think scoring early is big. I heard a caller say it this week. I think it might have been on your show. I do think it would be pretty amazing if the whole stadium did like a.
Purdy. That wasn't my show.
That
I love it. That
be,
was a Times Heroes caller. And I when I heard it in the morning, I was pulling the calls. I was like, this is the best idea I've ever heard.
If I was Purdy and that happened to me.
Dude, you kidding me?
I'm not even kidding.
7th round rookie. At some point, he's going to look like a 7th round rookie.
I'm not kidding. I would cry. Like if I was.
If you like just threw a pick in the whole crowd.
If I was on the field and I just something bad and someone's yelling Purdy, I honest to God think
it
would get to me.
My guess is he won't cry if that happens, but seriously, this is a great, like the Purdy chants have to happen. Purdy.
It's perfect for
Purdy.
It.
Purdy. Yeah. It's built
it
for
would
it.
Rattle. Like
it would rattle. How could it not rattle? Again, like I know it's like, just some dumb stat or whatever, but a rookie quarterback's never made the Super Bowl for a reason. It's really hard.
So is a rookie never won the Super Bowl
never
or never made it?
It?
Never
Rookies
made it.
Okay. Are 0-4 in conference championship games.
It's a good stat.
0-4.
Yeah. Now, I think the worried fans
and none
will
of them
go,
were close. They got beat pretty handily
did
in
they?
Each of those
okay,
games.
Yeah. I'll be curious to know, too, like the road-home differential there. Just out of curiosity.
I remember seeing the list. It's somewhere. I should have.
It's fine. I'll look it up today. I'll just be curious to know. So, all right. So the other. My three like big kind of things were the lines, score early, and I want to kind of end the week of pods with this.
Yes,
again.
And then we're going to do our Parks picks after this.
Yes. Dude, turnovers. I can't stress it enough.
Let's just hammer home. This was the first thing I said. This was your number one thing heading into the week, and it is maintained.
And I tweeted it during the 49ers Seattle game back in like a while ago, right? If the Eagles don't turn the ball over, the Niners have no chance of winning this game, in my opinion. If the Eagles can play a clean game, and I don't think they have to get a turnover, but if they can just not turn the ball over, I really think, like, you know, I would, if they don't turn the ball over, I would bet them up to like -8. Like, wow. Like, I think the Niners cannot stay with this team without extra possessions.
Well, real quick, let me just tease the Parks Picks pod. Lines moved. I won't tell you which way. I'll tell you when we get there. Lines moved.
The Eagles line you're talking about.
Yeah, Eagles line.
Wow.
It is no longer 2.5. We'll get to that in just a minute.
So maybe I'll guess.
Yeah, you can guess. Yeah, I like that.
Because so, I haven't seen. All right.
I mean, you're either guessing one way or the other.
Well, I'm not going to guess like 7.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
No, I am too. So yeah, that would be, you know, Elliott's three keys to the game. Like, the trenches are awesome and they'll win in there. Score early. Don't turn the ball over, which applies itself to the Jalen thing. And then the last thing would be Jalen, go be special.
Yeah.
You know, like,
this is the game.
You know, like,
we've talked all year, and granted, he was second, or he is in the MVP, he was second MVP. He's like, we've talked more about the slate probably than he has actually been slated, but they still don't talk about him in those terms. I mean, know the freaking morons out there, the Chris Sims of the world and all that, there's still those people out there.
Yeah.
This is a chance for Jalen against the best defense in the NFL to shut a lot of people up. It really is.
I agree, 100%. Like, go be special.
Go be special. Yeah, he is special. And that's why we expect him to. All right. Parks Picks time.
All right. So the line.
We'll go in reverse order of how the games happen. So we'll go with obviously.
You say reverse order. There's two games.
Right.
It's just kind of funny. Yeah. Like, you know.
As always, we'll save the Eagles for last.
Right.
Have you seen the most recent Chiefs Bengals?
No. It's been moving a ton. I just don't know what it's been moving.
This has been as much as I ever remember, because it was a close line. Usually, if it moves, it'll move like, you know, -3 or -4 or -4, whatever. This has like been going back and forth to favorites, which you rarely see. Like, and I saw someone put out that if they're both 3 or under, whatever, be the first time in like 25 years we've had two conference champions games with 3 or less, or something like that. It was some sort of stat like that, or maybe when they were both under 3, whatever type of thing. This one has gone back and forth. Right now, with the positive Mahomes reports, the Chiefs have gone back in front.
Okay,
they are a -1 point favorite. Can't see this Mahomes thing.
Like, it's basically a pick 'em. Like, I get it,
less.
But
just,
you know,
pick who you think's gonna win.
Yeah, man. So I actually have a take that I think this is Mahomes' last weekend as the best quarterback in the NFL.
What a take, folks! Can we? You know, for those video, I'm standing.
You like that?
The phrasing.
Yeah, it's his last weekend. It's done. I think
so we're both like we said the Burrow thing already.
Dude,
so.
If Burrow beats him, there's not a single argument to take Mahomes over him, right? Mahomes again, he won a Super Bowl. If Jalen and Joe Burrow both win this weekend, then I think they're both right there with him on who you would take.
Yeah.
Mahomes throws a lot of dangerous passes.
Because one of those guys love a Super Bowl next week.
Yeah,
two or and 2 weeks.
You know, shout out to Mahomes, but I said this when he did it. When you go on Madden next to Brady as the GOAT edition. You really better back it up. And he's not since then. And like,
well, he's going to win MVP this year. And look, we think it should be Hurts, but we can't say Mahomes wasn't great this year. He lost Tariq Hill.
He was awesome.
He lost Tariq Hill, and he did not like falter at all.
He's really good.
He deserves credit. Like, let's not, I get what you're saying, but like, I don't think we could just throw Mahomes out with the bathwater.
I agree. He's
so
a top 3 quarterback. like, dude, all right. What I'm saying is, if you're going to be the guy that everybody is like,
yeah, you're the next Brady.
Then go do it. Then go win the game, right?
Go win with a high Super Bowl. Sprain. Yeah. Just man up.
Again, I'm not saying he can't be the number one. I'm saying this is the last weekend if he loses the game where he is the undisputed. Like, Joe Burrow takes the crown this weekend.
I love it.
And I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm picking the Bengals too. We both were picking. Honestly, here's my thing with this game is I probably would have picked the Bengals if Mahomes didn't get hurt. Like, I just think the Bengals are playing better football right now. And I think that when you get past the Mahomes part of it, I think the Bengals are just a better football team. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, they have Kelsey, but Chase, Higgins, Mixon, like all those guys are
better
than everyone else. And that's where it's about to go.
Yeah.
Like, they have a better defense, like a flat out better. And I think Amarillo is better than Spagnuolo. Like, I think they're just a better team.
And they have a better quarterback.
And If nothing else,
if it's 9.5, 10, like
look,
whatever you want to do.
If nothing else, but we can, you know, the back and forth with the Mahomes Burrow thing. Like this weekend, no matter how much better from Sunday Mahomes is, Burrow's better this Sunday because of the injury. If nothing else,
yeah.
Like even if you think Mahomes is better, like hampered Mahomes is not as good as Burrow.
Now I will say.
Arrowhead.
The worry would be everybody's so far
well,
on
that's,
the side.
And it's Mahomes. It's like, of all the people to like just not doubt. I mean, we've seen it every year. The 13 seconds, it's not. Like, you know, it's like whenever people count Mahomes out, it's like, oh, I got it.
Except he threw 2 interceptions in the championship game last year and lost at home.
But that's when people didn't count him out. They count him out the week before against the Bills, then he wins. And then it's like, oh, they're going to beat the Bengals. And then, I'm just saying when Mahomes is counted out, I think he's like undefeated as an underdog, right? And all that stuff. I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So we're both going to take the Bengals.
We're taking the Bengals, yes.
So you realize this means you probably won the pick contest.
Did I?
I think you're a game up.
Oh, yeah. We didn't really mention, by the way, 4-0 last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What an unbelievable. And let me just quickly say a quick thank you to our guy, Doug Peterson. What a cover. Doug, back-to-back unbelievable covers. Doug Peterson, for those who didn't see it, as a playoff underdog against the spread, Doug Peterson is 6-0.
That is pretty wild.
It's amazing. I actually think he might be 7-0 with the win. Either way, amazing stuff there. So shout out to me.
So the line right now is currently Chiefs minus one. Okay.
So we're
both going to take the Bengals.
Bengals plus one at that line. All right. Now you guess. Eagles line. It is no longer 2.5. It is obviously either 2 or 3. Which way?
Oh, see, I was going to guess 3.5. But okay, I think because of the McCaffrey stuff, it went in the Eagles' favor.
The Eagles are a 3-point favorite on the Bet Parks app right now.
Do you think it gets up to 3.5? So I was talking to Howard this week.
I do.
And Howard is obviously like Mr. Gambler, like he's been doing it for years, right? He was saying that if it moves from like 1 to 1.5 or 1.5 to 2, it doesn't really matter. It's when it gets to like
3.5. Yeah. It's when
past 3 or
yeah,
like past.
It's when you get
and
the
I
hooks.
Never knew that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you didn't know it.
I didn't view it that way as a big deal.
We always talk about the hook, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
how much does it matter when you're picking a game if it's 3.5 or if it's 2.5 or if it's 3.5?
It matters
even 3,
a ton. It's never processed.
Yeah. Right?
So
yeah.
If this gets to 3.5, I think that's like a really good sign for the Eagles.
Yeah, and again, look, if it gets to 3.5, it's what we talked about last week, which is what happened with the
Giants.
It's the sharp money coming on the Eagles. And look, the sharp money should come in on the Eagles. The Eagles are the smart bet. They're the better team. They're at home. They have a better quarterback. They've been the better team all year long. That's the way these playoffs have played out. I said it last week, right? When I was like, oh, look at this. We had the 6 best teams this year. They were the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Bills, the Eagles, the Niners, the Cowboys. Those were the 6 best teams all year. And look at this. 6 of the last 8 are those 6 teams. And now we're sitting here with the 4 best teams. The 4 best teams are playing in the Final Four. Like, this season has played out. And it doesn't usually work this way. Last year it didn't. This year has played out according to form. It's like a chalk year. And if the chalk holds up, we'll see the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
And last week for the Giants, there was a lot of, you know, people, I don't want to say pretending to be nervous, but convincing themselves to be nervous, right? And our thing was like, be confident. Here's what I would say for this game. They could lose. It is like, for sure. But what Eagles fans should feel confidence in is that they're the better team. And they're at home. And that's all you can ask for heading into a game. Anything can happen in any game, right? When it's 2 good teams, anything can happen. What you want to go in the game with is, as the better team at home, the healthier team with the better quarterback, Eagles check all the boxes. So could they lose? Sure. But at the end of the day, the Eagles have every box you could ask for heading into the game.
All right.
Do we want to pick like a final score?
Sure. Just to give an idea where we think the game goes. I will say Eagles 27-20.
I'm gonna go 27-17.
Okay. Yeah. Look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Right around there. 27 points.
Okay. Final thoughts, my friend. Real quick, let me get one final thought out of the way before. Thank you to everyone who, I had no idea it was so easy to make a text message.
Oh, yeah, lots of people.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
What people don't know is so many people chimed in. Elliot actually
showed me the second
the bot ended, he's like, hey, man, I thought I knew how to do it. I just had to check. Here you go. It's the easiest thing in the world. Feel like a total idiot.
Yes.
But also, this is life-changing. So thank you to everyone for caring.
I'll be curious to know how often you use it.
I used it once already last night.
There we go.
Last night. I was going to sleep and I saw it on a text and I wanted to see what that was said, but I didn't want to respond to it. And I knew that if I opened it and did it.
That's a good workflow.
It's a good
workflow.
To do it. Yeah. I know exactly what I'm doing here. This is good stuff. So thank you to everyone on that. Also, thank you to everyone who pointed out that Superfecta is what they do for 4 in.
Oh, okay.
But also looked it up. Quadfecta, a synonym. They're both right.
Quadfecta,
all the people who told me I was
opinion.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Quadfecta counts too. It
well,
is a word.
Well, and also makes more sense.
And it means the same thing. I had sent it to a buddy. It is literally a synonym. I have it up on my phone. Look at
well,
this.
Well, superfecta doesn't
quadfecta,
imply.
See, it's a synonym. No, it's the exact same thing, right? And quadfecta makes more sense.
Because it's got four. Right.
So we're going to go. We're quadfecta guys.
Okay.
Official statement.
Official. We are officially a quadfecta pod.
Okay. Now, final thought.
Oh, man, I've been so wrapped up in football. So here would be, I guess, a final thought. It's a sports one. It's actually another Sixers one for the second straight day. So the NBA did rivalry week this week. The NFL should do that, but I think what the NBA should do is on rivalry week, one-on-one. So, like, Jokic versus Embiid, one-on-one, counts as a win. Like, it counts in the standings as
a
win.
I love this idea. So I am,
Giannis versus Tatum, LeBron versus KD, one-on-one
night. I love this. I'm big on, like, there are a lot of, you know, 95% of basketball fans would be like, I hate that, Elliot.
Yeah, no, it's,
I'm big on, like, doing fun stuff with sports. Like, I think the midseason tournament idea they have is fun. Like,
yeah,
I
agree.
I'm in on all that stuff. I'm like, it's not basketball.
So,
I think this is a fan-bleeping-tastic
idea. It fits perfectly for basketball.
Who wouldn't watch? You wouldn't watch Embiid and Jokic play one-on-one? I would clear my schedule.
Imagine if they had a night of it,
yes.
Right? And they did it, like, you know, at... Like the Garden or what? Like imagine
Steph versus LeBron or yeah. Whatever the matchups you want to
right.
Do. Like
Steph versus Ja Morant.
Sure.
Yeah. LeBron versus KD. LeBron versus Kawhi. Like you could. But here's the other thing. This would never happen because the Nets would never put him up. Embiid versus Ben Simmons.
Oh my God. People would actually. That would sell out an arena.
And it makes so much sense. And then you count it as a win. You count it as a win because you go your best player against their best player. You could get into like the other team gets to pick, but I don't think that's as fun. I think the team should pick. But I think it would be unbelievable.
I think this is an all-time idea.
One-on-one
I'm
tournament.
So happy
yeah.
You brought it up on this pod. It's
imagine,
a perfect way to end the week.
Imagine one-on-one, like for a, you know, a playoff spotter. It would be talk about like top dog status.
Love this so much. Okay, mine is Philly Sports Rated 2. But quickly, one more an addition to the importance of be a Justin, which we talked about yesterday. Shout out to my buddy
that's
Justin
right.
Decker.
Being a friend, yeah,
he's one of my best buds. He's a Bears fan. Listens to this pod. Every single day. Religious.
Yes.
Again, he live texts it to me. He's like, you know, he'll text me stuff that we talk about. No, it's great.
Like I said, I think it's the most supportive thing a friend can
do. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, it warms my heart. To like, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
And the reason I said be a Justin is he's getting his coworkers to listen. And shout out to those guys.
That are
hey,
also
coworkers.
Listening.
Hey,
yeah.
Justin, you guys rule. We love
it's
you.
The nicest thing a coworker can do.
Yes. So let me do a double be a Justin because after hearing that yesterday, Justin in Tennessee.
Big
be
Justin. Oh, okay,
our guy
nice.
Reach out.
That was a good point.
And he's got two people at his work listening to the pod.
Unbelievable.
Whenever he meets Tennessee, people in Tennessee who are Philadelphia, whatever, always turns them on in the pod. He says, so like, first of all, we love you, feller.
Yeah.
Always have, always
number
will.
One feller.
Be a Justin.
Like,
be a Justin.
Yes.
And support your guys.
Yes.
That's the way
I like it.
All right. And now my final thought is actually, funny enough, sports and Philly related and Embiid related.
Yeah.
And it relates to a famous phrase in Philadelphia sports because I'm sure a lot of people saw last night Embiid not named a starter on the All-Star
yes.
team. I thought your tweet was perfect. I think it is an embarrassment for the NBA. I don't, again, this is one of those things that I don't try to get too worked up about, but I hate being slighted, as we've seen. I just
yes.
feel like it's unfair. It's unright. It costs him money. Like, there's all these
yeah.
different things that are a part of it, whatever. But it made me think about the whole, no one likes us, we don't care thing. And we've talked about this so many times because, like,
right.
you said, right? No one likes us, we don't care, but we do care, right?
Yes.
That's the thing that we all say now, and it's like, we talk about it all the time. I want to focus on the other part of the phrase. The other part of the phrase is true. No one likes us. And that's okay. Whatever. We care. Whatever. We're going
right.
to do our own thing. But it is true. No one likes us. Like, let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget. And I know we care and we get worked up over things, stuff like that, but they don't like us. This stuff is not a mistake. We get slighted because we're Philadelphia.
The table.
Pounding
the table. Yeah.
And they don't like us. And you know what? Earmuffs 1, 2, 3. Fuck you.
There it is.
That's my take
there
to everyone out there.
There
Joel Embiid, not an all-star starter. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni, not top three coach of the year. Okay. Hassan Redick, not top three DPOI. Earmuffs 1, 2, 3. Fuck you.
There
Thank
it
you.
Is.
That's where I'm at.
I'm not just going to let you end on that.
I felt like that was
yeah,
a good ending.
Just end on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to win this
not,
week.
Not time for that debate.
All yeah. right. Next week, pods to the Super Bowl. That's the
yes,
plan.
Yes, that's right.
Don't screw it up, Eagles. Don't let us down. You got this.
It'll be sad
we
if we're not doing it Monday.
It'll be really sad.
Yeah.
Look, we'll be doing it Sunday after the game. And we'll,
yeah,
look,
so
we're not going anywhere.
Right.
Pods will be happening, but But I really want to be doing pods for the next 2 weeks. I want this to, I want at the end of this to say day 20 on the run of the Super
Bowl. Well, when I thought of the idea, like that's, I didn't envision it being 10 days.
No.
You know, the whole fun of it was being like 27.
Yeah. So. We were like last year, don't make it five.
Yeah, that'd five be, would have been embarrassing.
At least
I would
now
almost
we did
had to
10.
Go and delete the
titles.
Yeah,
I mean, like that didn't happen.
Yeah, forget
but,
that ever
but
happened.
But guys, Eagles, get us to 20.
Yes.
Go Birds. He's Adam James.